We are learning Mesechta Babasha at the Chesam base, and we are starting 16 lines from the top, beginning of a line, Tanu Rabbanim. Zot the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanim, Kupa Shot Stoko, Nigvis Bishnayim, Umeschalekes Bishloisha. That the halacha is, when you collect for the Kupa Shot Stoko, you should collect with two people, not with one. And the reason is because it's considered a Sarara, and a Sarara, which means a appointment that has power, needs two people. And we'll see what the Sarara is. What's the power of a Kupa Shot Tzedakah? And it gets split up with three. Why? The Gemara explain in a second. Nigavis v'shnayim shein oisin Sarara yisal tzibur pachas v'shnayim. You don't do a Sarara less than two. Umischalekes b'shloisha k'dine mamanis. It gets split with three like dine mamanis. Because dine mamanis has a bezdin of three. Now, when you're giving out the Tzedakah, who gets more, who gets less? Some of you have more children, some of you have less children. So who gets the big Tzedakahs? You know who gets the big Tzedakahs? The with the side, you need a bezin to the side. That's when you need three people. Now, tamchoi, nigvis b'shloisha, meschalek b'shloisha. You collect with three people. Why collect with three people? Because since they split up immediately, so you're right where you need a bezin. So you don't want to have to start looking for a third person. Therefore, all three people collect together, and they can split it, then they give it out together. Shegevuya v'chaluka shavim, because the gevuya and the chaluka are at the same time. Now, what's the difference between tamchoi and a kupa? Tamchoi is b'chol yoyim. Tamchoi is collected and given out every single day. Kupa is given out by Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. Kupa is given out once a week. They give a week's worth of food, for you know, money for food for a week, and it's given out every Friday. Tamchoi is lani olam. Tamchoi is given out to everyone who wants, even people who are not from the city. Kupa is dafka lani ir. The kupa dafka goes to the niyam of the city. Vershom lani ir, last is kupa tamchoi, tamchoi kupa. The halacha is that unless you have extra money in the kupa, you're allowed to give it to the tamchoi. If you have extra money in tamchoi, give it to the kupa. You go from one to another one. And give it to other people from other cities also. Same halacha. Because you're allowed to switch from kupa to tamchoi. And it says even more. But l'shanoisa l'chomash yirtu. You're allowed to use this money for anything you want. Taisa speaks out. If you look at Taisa l'shanoisa, third Taisa on the Amid. Nirel ben tam, di yecholim l'shanoisa afal dvar ha-shos. And if you look at the end of that Taisa, hey, tam noyeg, losis mois kupa l'shem re'ir. Fisha das me'ir noyeg l'shem re'ir. You gave it to shem re'ir, even to shem re'ir, even to city things, well, it's to the shul, that's what he's held, you're allowed to give, where it says dvar ha-shos. All the Rishonim argue on that. Not only that, it has to be dafka something for the tzibur. It can't be, you know, that's the means. But anything for the tzibur, anything best the paskin, you could do. And some Rishonim argue, say dafka has to be tzedakah. But the Rebbe Tam says it could be anything. We'll see in the end of the Gemara, it's a riot to that. It's a riot, they can do anything you want. Rishon bnei ir lahasis ala midois. The bnei ir are allowed to make a tanai on the midois, is the measurements, val sha'orim, it's the prices, val schar poilim, and the minimum wage. The whole city get together and make decisions on this and enforce it. They can enforce it by giving knossos, giving penalties, and it does not keep these laws, which means keeping the midos, the sha'arim means the set price, eggs are going to be $3 finished, which means the minimum wage. You can't do a sarara on a tzibur less than two people, therefore we need two people to collect for the kupat tzedakah. Not immediately. How do we know? The pasuk says, in Parashas Tetzaveh, V'heim yichu es azov v'esat acheles v'esagomimus et la'ashori v'esashech. It says, V'heim yichu, they will collect two people. So that's the raya, you need two people for a sarara. V'heim yichu es azov, sarara yisru la'avdi, diyak of this, they can't make a sarara. Ha'hemnu mehemin, but they are believed. M'siyele Rav Chanina, Domo Rav Chanina, Ma'isav mine Rebbe shnei achim ala kupa. Now two brothers are like one, because they're not believed on each other, but he pointed to it on a kupa, which means like this. The one in charge who watches the kupa could be one person. Just collecting for the kupa gotta be two people. It's only then the surara. The surara shaboy, which is the collecting shaboy, these two people. My suru. So what exactly is this surara? What's the power of the collector? They take a mashkin on stalker, even Erev Shabbos. The guy's busy. He says, I'm gonna pay you. I'm just very busy. You stole it. You don't pay me now. I'm taking your gold watch. That's the way it is. You can mashkin. You need a surara. That's a surara. Therefore, you need two people. Frank the Gemara, Eini v'achsev, it says in the Pasuk, ufakadati akol loichtov, it says that there, anyone who's loichets, the people, forced people to give tzedakah, I'm going to give them an oinish, that Karsh Baruch Hu says, the Pasuk Yerviya, but I'm Yitzhar Shmuel, bar Maratim Shedi Ra, fill out Gabi tzedakah, and the Gabi tzedakah will get an oinish for forcing people to give tzedakah, like Kash Hod Amid Loi Amid, if he has money, he doesn't have money, the only guy who has the money, he's just lazy, he doesn't want to get the money, he doesn't want to give the money, he's cheap, That's the one who that's the one you're allowed to be mashkin. But a guy who doesn't have money, you can't force him. Rava achve le Rav Nosim ba'ami v'shok b'nei Amri mei zuz daka. Rava forced Rav Nosim ba'ami, who had money, to give 400 zuz l'tzedaka tzak upon him. There you're allowed to force him. Now, the question is like this. It's really the Kovitz Shurim asked this question. Comes out with saying that for tzedaka, you're allowed to take a mashkin. That's only two people. Where are you allowed to take two people from? From the Mishkan, from the Mehemi Chazah, Parashat Saba. But in Parashat Saba, there it says, "Kol Asher Yedvenu Liboy Yichues Trumasi." It says every chuma, you didn't have to give chuma. Yedvenu Liboy. They weren't forced. The heck you don't. There it says two people. Even there's no forcing there. He's saying, why do two people? Because the forcing, the makar for two people is from the Mishkan. By Mishkan, you couldn't force them. That's the kasha. So he says a big chiddush. Says that was only for the nidav of Mishkan, but for the begodim, you could force. And this pasuk, Mehemi Chazah,
it says that they gave it.
Belayev Shalom, right? You can't force. Kosh Veli Boy. There wasn't a chiyuv to give the thing. If you wanted to give, you gave.
How do you know you can't force them from there?
Because it says the whole collection was whoever wanted to give. It didn't say you have to give. It didn't say call Adam has to give.
No, I'm learning different. I'm saying everyone wanted to give, so they didn't have to come out to force them.
Right. It doesn't say that. It says Kosh Veli Boy, Tikhu Esruasi. Only somebody voted Tikhu Esruasi. Take a stream. If not, then don't take it. Don't take it. You could have tied the machs to shekel, but not going to machs to shekel. Machs to shekel, they did have to pay. Everyone had to pay machs to shekel, but the rest of the tumors came from the own goodwill. So the Bukhanan Vassaman is mechadish. That came to Big Day Kahuna. Taka, you could force, and that's for him, you could go on Big Day Kahuna, Ayin Chum, or listen to your latest raid bite. So I think more about it. Vamaskilim Yaziru Kazar Rakia. The Pasuk says, Vamaskilim Yaziru Kazoya Rakia. End of the pasuk is a song already, but like a part of a maskilim yaziru kizoya rakia means that the maskilim will shine like the zoya rakia. We'll have to see what that means soon. But like a part of what's maskilim? It's not going to be in the Gemara. We have to look at a Taisvis or a zoya. Maskilim yaziru kizoya rakia means the what's maskilim? So the first part is like this: zedayin shadon din emes. Maskilim means the brains. They think good. That's a dayin shadon din emes la mitoi. He thought through it well, and he said a good psak din. He's going to shine like Zohar Rakia. Umatzdike harabim kechovim le'avod, and matzdike harabim shine like stars. Elu gabit tzedakah. That's a gabit tzedakah. He's a matzdike harabim. He lets people give tzedakah. He helps people give tzedakah. Matzdike tana a little different. V'amaskil me'ezir kezohar rakia zeh dayin shadon din emes la mitoi v'gabit tzedakah. It's going on both the gabit tzedakah and don din la mitoi. Matzdike harabim kechovim le'avod and v'lamit tanoikis. That's the cheder rabbeim. A great man who's a cheder rabbi who would be the star cheder rabbi. And he'll shine like a star. Amarav going Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. The Rav Eshkel Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. He once found Rav Shmuel Bar Shilas. Davakoy begins to standing in his own garden. Amalei, why not with your children? Shavakti lehem nusach. You left your job. You malav and toikas. Amalei, hatleis sashtin lechazili. I didn't see my garden for 13 years. I was busy teaching talmidim for 13 years straight. Ritzufois without coming to my garden. Vahashtanami daitlo. Even now, ben azmanim. I'm sitting in the garden. My das is on them. That's called a real good Rebbe. Rabbanon, my Om Ravino va'oyavav ketzeis Hashemesh v'gurasa. What are Tamid Chama like? They're like va'oyavav ketzeis Hashemesh v'gurasa. They're like the Shemesh. And Tosis brings down. He has a right to that. He says, look at the first wide line of Tosis. Three lines at the bottom of Tosis. Derekia the high crowd the mahaskilim yaziru kuzarekia and rekia shal roish hachayis. It's not the sky you see. It's the sky that on top of Rosh Hashanah, Shemazirim Mechavim, it's shinier than Kechavim. Sha'irik Arachamim, it's like the sun. So it means that the Mastika Rabbim are less than the Gabit Tzedakah. Gabit Tzedakah are higher than that. The Gabit Tzedakah or the Dain Din Emes, they're like Gezer Arakia. And so what's the Bicham like? He says that the Shemesh, he says, V'hodu kam Rabbanam Mai, Om Ravina Vavik says, Shemesh, and Shemesh will also love you. Shu Shivasayim ka Ar Shivasayamim. It's 70 times like the Ar Shivasayamim. So like upon him, that's what we're talking about here when we say Zer Rekia, it means above the Rekia. Tarabonon, Gavit Stoka, Inner Rishon, Lefay, Zemi Zep. To Gavit Stoka, when they go collecting the two Chevra, they have to stay next to each other the whole time. Because they separate, people think they're going themselves and taking money to themselves. But in the same store, one guy to the front door, one go to the back door, the one's by the door, one's inside, that's fine. If a gabbit stalker finds money in the shuk, don't put it into your pocket. Don't put it into your pocket, because people think you're putting money from stock into your pocket. You put it into the pushka. You come to your house, you'll take it out. Someone owes you money, or pays the garbage stock $100 in the shuk. Don't put it into your pocket. You put it into the tzedakah box. When you come to your house, you take it out. Let's say garbage stock doesn't have anim to give out. Now, in those days, all coins were real silver, real copper. Copper gets rotten and it gets rusty. So if you have too much copper coins and you don't have any neem to give it out to, you have to change it into kesef. So you can't change it to your own kesef because people will say that you're taking yourself a good deal. You go to the money changer. Gavit stalker shein aniyim lechalik, partum lacherim, you change it with other people, but ain't partum lachim, don't do it to yourself. Because people with vichoshish, they take it a good deal for yourself. Gavit tamchir, the goan collects the food, shein lehem aniyim lechalik, he has no aniyim to give it out to. Moichel lacherim, you sell the extra food to other people, ain't partum lachim, you don't sell it to yourself. Again, because people with vichoshish, you're taking a good deal for yourself. Moyishel tzedakah, im moyin moyisom shtayim, ela achas achas. Moyisom tzedakah, im moyin moyisom shtayim, ela achas achas. You don't moyisom tzedakah. When you count, you don't count two at a time. You take a bundle to say one, two, three. You don't do that because people will think that what you're doing is counting one, two, and then you get separated and keep half for yourself. Again, you have to worry about chash. Always worry about chash when it comes to the garbage stocker. But at the beginning, that my Rebbe used to not sit down on the machzelas, on the mats of the basic Knesset, because it came from the Moyes HaKupa. So he said, I don't want to change anything I want, anything tzarchei tzibur, have a yosef. There's a right to bring in time that can be used even for things not tzedakah, like making mats for the Beis HaMikdash. Omar Abaye, Mareish have a Ovid Mar Trey Kisi, Chadali the Amma, Chadali the Masa. The beginning is to have two packets, one for the Aniyah Amma, and one for the Aniyah Masa. Kiven the Shom Laha Dom Le Shmuel Rav Techliber Avdimi. Ovid Chad Kisa, when I heard Shmuel telling Rav Techlifa, you can have one packet, but Aslo, make a Tanai that Master Matzibur, that you're going to split it how it comes. The Aniyah Ir, the Aniyah Masa, Ir Nami, Ovad Chad Kisa Asli. Yusuf does one packet and he makes a Tanai, Allah. Rav Ashi Yama, no, Aslu Yanami, I don't even make a Tanai. Because everyone knows, the Cholika Asi, Adaita Di Asi. Everyone who comes a diet of me. They know I'm going to give it what I want. Everyone knows when they give it to me, they give it to whoever I want, and therefore I don't have to make it tonight. It's like a stamp tonight when they give me money that I'll give it out to whoever I want, Rania Ir or the Rania of other cities.
Sure.